name is Patrick McGillivray, and I'm an experienced marathoner, ultra runner, sports nutritionist, master life coach, and weight loss coach for runners. I've dedicated my life to helping runners just like you properly fuel your body and your mind so you can get leaner, get stronger, run faster, and run longer than you ever thought possible. This is Running Lean. Hey there, and welcome to episode 225 of Running Lean. My name is Patrick McGillivray, the weight loss coach for runners, and today, pushing past your comfort zone. So one of the most powerful things you can do to improve your health and fitness is to regularly push past your comfort zone. Now, this might seem obvious to you and pretty basic, but it's an area where most people really struggle. The idea of getting uncomfortable is easy to understand. Most people are like, sure, Patrick, I'm totally willing to get uncomfortable. But when they come face to face with their own discomfort, all those good intentions kind of go out the window. Most people end up running back to the safety and security of their well-constructed comfort zones. So today, here on the podcast, it's all about pushing past your comfort zone so that you can grow, so that you can evolve, and so that you can become the most badass version of yourself yet. Cool? Okay, but first, if you're listening to this podcast right now, it means that your health, your fitness, those things are important to you. You want to feel better. You want to get leaner, run faster. And I'm here to tell you that all of that is possible for you. It really is. And I can help you get there. You know, I listen to lots of podcasts. I listen to lots of books, and I know a lot of stuff about a lot of stuff. But when it comes to applying all the stuff that I know, nothing has really helped me more than having a coach there for me, somebody that could guide me and mentor me and show me the way. Like every step of the way, I had somebody there with me. I've had several amazing coaches in my life. I had a business coach. I had a strength coach. I had a nutrition coach. And those areas of my life have never been better. So the coaches that I've had have helped me become the person that I am today. They inspired me so much that they kind of, this is why I became a coach myself, because I saw that they were doing it. And I was like, I want to do that too. I want to have that kind of impact on people as well. So if you're listening to the podcast right now, keep listening, keep learning. Like that stuff is all good. But when you're ready to get down to business, when you're ready to do the work, consider working with a coach. And it doesn't even have to be me. It's okay if it's somebody else, but find someone that can show you the way, that can help you apply all of this knowledge that you're taking in, okay? Somebody that can hold you accountable and somebody that can help you stay on track. The only way you make progress with anything like this is to take consistent, aligned action. And the best way to stay consistent with all this is to have somebody there holding you accountable and helping you stay on track. Cool? So if you're interested in working with me, awesome. Just go to my website, runningleancoaching.com, click on work with me. You'll fill out a quick little application. You and I will get on a call. We can have a conversation about coaching. I'll tell you all about it, how it works, and we'll see if this is a good fit for you. If it is, cool. If it isn't, no big deal. All right? But I want to help you to become the most badass version of yourself. You get yourself a coach. Okay. It's a game changer. I promise you. Okay. Runningleancoaching.com. Click on work with me. Okay. Okay. Let's talk about your comfort zone. What is your comfort zone? Well, your comfort zone is everything that you already have. Because when it comes to what is comfortable for you, it's always going to be the things that you've already done. Those things are comfortable for you. It's everything that you continually do. It's all of your current habits. It's all your current behaviors. It's how you think. It's how you feel. It's all your beliefs. It's everything that is within your like zone of comfort. You know, that's what your comfort zone is. You built this comfort zone. You build your comfort zone around your psyche, like your model of the world, helps to shape your comfort zone. And your psyche, that's just a fancy word that means your spirit, your soul, yourself, Like it's the totality of your mind, your conscious mind, your unconscious mind. It's everything that influences your thoughts, your behavior. It's your personality. All of that is what your psyche is, essentially, okay? And you have this very unique psyche, and all of that is what feels comfortable to you. Okay, so if there is something that you want for yourself that you don't already have, you're going to have to leave your comfort zone in order to get it. Because remember, everything that you already have is in your comfort zone. If you don't have it, that means it's outside your comfort zone. Everything you want but don't already have lies outside your comfort zone, which means that in order to get that thing, you're going to have to get uncomfortable. And I talk to people about this all the time, and they say, I get it, Patrick. I'm so willing to get uncomfortable. You know, I say, you're going to have to embrace the suck. And people are like, I'm ready to embrace the suck, Patrick. I can do that, you know? And this could be with your diet. Let's say you want to change your diet. You want to stop eating sugar. Let's say you want to stop drinking alcohol because you're trying to improve your health. You're trying to improve your fitness, trying to lose some weight. Sugar and alcohol are throttles. If you're trying to lose weight, those things are going to keep you stuck, right? They're going to throttle your progress. So my suggestion, my gentle suggestion would be, if you want to lose weight, stop eating sugar and stop drinking alcohol, okay? Those two things, though, tend to feel really good. They're really comfortable. It's really comfortable to eat sugar. It feels really good to drink alcohol, you know? So when I say, oh, you're going to have to get uncomfortable, you're going to have to stop doing those things, people are like, I got it. I can do that. I'm really ready to embrace the suck. I'm ready to get uncomfortable. Like, okay, cool. But then when, you know, the rubber meets the road, when you actually do stop drinking or stop eating sugar and you're freaking out a little bit because people around you are drinking or people around you are eating sugar, or you walk into the break room and there's donuts, or you walk into the kitchen and your wife or husband or kids or someone has just made a bunch of chocolate chip cookies and the whole house smells amazing like chocolate chip cookies right out of the oven. They're all gooey. The chocolate chips are melty. Oh my gosh. Who wouldn't want to eat that? Now, that's discomfort. That's when you're like, I don't think I can do this. This is too hard. So when I talk about getting out of your comfort zone, it's being in that moment. You're standing in the kitchen. You can smell the chocolate chip cookies. You can see them. You see the chocolate just melty as they break apart. And you're not eating them. That's what I mean by discomfort. That does not feel good. That's you getting out of your comfort zone, right? Because you're not eating those things, but they're sitting there. And that's the feeling I'm talking about. So people will say this when they're having a call with me and we're just, you know, it's a Monday morning and we're, you know, just having this one-on-one conversation and they're like all fired up. But as soon as those cookies come out of the oven, like all bets are off, you know? So if you want to lose the weight, you got to maybe take a break from eating those cookies for a while. And that's what I mean by getting out of your comfort zone. All right. So let me tell you a little bit of a story. So I had this dog and we had this dog at our house, and this dog was kind of crazy. Her name was Daisy. She was a yellow lab, cutest dog in the world. So smart, like so ridiculously smart. And we had gotten one of those electric fences, you know, what do you call it? Like an invisible fence, you know, it's wires buried underground. She had the collar on, and we would train her so that she would go outside and not cross the line where the wires were under the ground. So you put up flags and you train the dog that once they get near the flags, they have to back off because they get that little buzz in their neck or whatever, and then it shocks them if they get too close. Well, this dog was a little bit crazy, and she figured out that she could get up against that line and start to feel that buzz or that shock. And then she would just bolt through the line. She would bolt through the line of the wire and get shocked. And she was okay with that. Most dogs would not do that. But she was, I don't know, brave, courageous, crazy. I don't know what you want to call it, but she saw that there was a whole wide world out there. And the only way that she was going to get to that wide world out there was to experience the discomfort of, you know, going through that fence. Okay. So this is a pretty good analogy, because that fence, that invisible fence, is like our comfort zone, you know? And when we get close to it, we feel the pain. So discomfort is just our brain telling us that, you know, there's something uncomfortable out there that we want for ourselves. And that discomfort that we feel means that in order to get that thing, we have to cross a threshold. You know, we have to cross this invisible line from comfort to discomfort. And our brain sees that as painful. Our brain's job is to keep us safe, to avoid pain and seek pleasure, to avoid discomfort and seek comfort, to avoid the unfamiliar and seek the familiar. So when we want something like, I want to lose 40 pounds, or I want to run an ultra marathon, or I want to have a different relationship with alcohol, all those things are outside our comfort zone. The cost of achieving those things is discomfort. And so it's like that dog getting close to the fence and just sitting there and dealing with that buzzing and that shocking that's going on and just bolting through it anyway. Because they know, that dog knew that on the other side of that, she could run that whole neighborhood. And she did. And our neighbors would always be bringing her back like, hey, your dog got out again. And I'm like, I don't get it. You know, this is an invisible fence. She's getting shocked here. She didn't care. She was crazy. Oh, that dog. Loved her, but she was a handful, I'm going to tell you. So you see that, that's a good analogy, because it kind of puts your comfort zone into the 3D world here, you know, so you can actually kind of visualize what that looks like for you. So you stop drinking, or you stop eating sugar, or maybe you got to really increase your mileage to, you know, go after that ultra marathon or something. And the discomfort is going to show up. The resistance to that thing is going to show up. And you've got to just embrace it and go through that. That's how you achieve those things. Like, the cost of achieving those things is discomfort, right? So embracing the suck, that just means leaning into that discomfort, standing there at the edge of that invisible fence, feeling the shocks, and then going after that thing anyway. This is the real work that we do together. You know, with my clients, this is the real work that we do. You know, it's less about, oh, here's the foods you should eat and here's the kind of workouts you should do. It's more about, how do I deal with the discomfort and the challenges of not doing the things that are comfortable for me? Okay. So, you know, and like I said, this can relate to your running, this can relate to getting stronger, to changing your body composition, whatever. It can relate to your relationships, it can relate to your work. Whatever that thing is that you want for yourself, whatever area of life we're talking about here that you don't already have, the cost of getting that thing is going to be discomfort. And listen, there's nothing inherently wrong with having a comfort zone. Like, this is your safe place. This is something you've created for yourself. It's everything that you know. It's everything that you've done. It's everything that you have accomplished already. And this is a good place to be. But you know what? Growth doesn't happen in your comfort zone. Change doesn't happen in your comfort zone. The only way you can grow and evolve and to become more is to get out of your comfort zone. Here's an example from my life lately. My running workouts lately have been pretty amazing. And the reason is because I have been consistently pushing myself out of my comfort zone. So last year, I was doing a lot of very slow running because I was preparing for a 12-hour running event. And I did a whole podcast and kind of talked about that. You can look that one up. But this year, I am focusing on running a faster half marathon. And this is going to be in like 3 weeks or so. It's going to be early May. It's the Flying Pig half. And I'm actually running the 5K and the 10K the day before the half, just because I like to torture myself. I like running 9 miles the day before a half marathon. Who doesn't do that? But my point is that my running has been amazing lately because I have been regularly pushing myself to run faster. I've been doing tons of speed work, tempo runs, and my running has felt better than ever. And the last few workouts I've done have been so good. I did Tuesday, I did 3 1-mile repeats. So this is, you know, this was yesterday. This was my, like my speed day, my speed work day. And I chose to do 1 mile repeats, which is something I don't do too often because it's hard and uncomfortable. But I got to tell you, I felt so amazing doing those. And I wasn't running super fast. I think it's 8:30, 8:40s, something like that per mile. But, you know, felt amazing. On this past Saturday, I did a 12 mile run and ran with some faster people to kind of pull me along. And I ended up having a really amazing 12 miles. It was kind of like my goal was to run 6 miles fast and then kind of jog it back. But I ended up running with some other faster people on the way back. So both out and back were fast. So I did a 12 mile tempo run instead of a 6 mile tempo run that day. But I was feeling so good, I wanted to see what I was capable of. I wanted to push myself a little bit. So the reason I'm talking about this is because in order to get faster and in order to improve my fitness and my running, I've had to really push myself and get out of my comfort zone. The work that I've been doing lately has been uncomfortable. Running 12 miles at like a tempo pace is not comfortable. Doing 3 1-mile repeats in a row, that is not comfortable. But you know what? My fitness is improving. My running is feeling better than ever. And I'm hoping that I have a really good half marathon. That's the goal anyway. Okay. So that's the kind of work that we have to do in order to get out of our comfort zone and achieve those things that we want for ourselves. We have to be willing to be uncomfortable. That's the price we pay to improve, right? So people are super keen to this idea, you know, but once they get into it, everything in your being, your whole psyche is telling you, go back to safety. You know, whether you're trying to run faster, quit sugar, quit alcohol, whatever it is, you're going to get to this place where it's going to feel uncomfortable and you're going to want to run back to the safety of your comfort zone. And I hear people talk about this all the time when they're like, oh, you know, I was doing really great with my food plan. And then this thing happened at work and I got really stressed and I just, you know, there was donuts in the break room. So I just ate the donuts. You know, that's you running back to the safety of your comfort zone when you do that. My suggestion for you is to notice when your psyche is telling you to run back to the safety of your comfort zone. When the donut sounds good to you and it sounds like a good idea, even though you don't eat that stuff anymore, if that sounds like a good idea, that's your comfort zone trying to pull you back. And you have to fight against that. You have to just say, no, I'm not doing that. I'm going to stay uncomfortable. Here in this moment, I'm going to stay uncomfortable. Because everything, when we get out of our comfort zone, everything out there that's out of our comfort zone feels painful to your brain. Your brain's trying to avoid pain. So why the heck would you want to do something that to your brain seems painful? When you do that, your brain is going to resist that. Your programming is going to resist that. We avoid pain, Patrick, remember, you know? And so that's your brain telling you, like, go back to the safety and comfort of your comfort zone. Get away from this pain, okay? But you have to, like, fight against that. You just have to ignore it and you have to move on. Just like my dog, Daisy, who just ignored the stupid shock that she got every time she ran through that fence. She didn't care because what was on the other side of that was amazing. She would run through the whole neighborhood, check out all the other dogs, go wander up to people's porches, run in the street. Like, she was nuts and she loved it. She was living her best life. And all it required was, you know, some temporary discomfort. And like not eating the chocolate chip cookies in the kitchen is the same thing. It's like, just can you deal with a little temporary discomfort? It's not going to last that long. It might be 10 minutes. It might be 15 minutes. Give yourself 15 minutes. Just say, okay, you know what? Those cookies look amazing, but I'm just going to wait 15 minutes. And if in 15 minutes you still want the cookies, you can reevaluate at that point, okay? Chances are that's going to kind of go away. So the discomfort, it's not like it's days and weeks of this stuff. A lot of times it's just a few minutes here and there. Or if you're running a, you know, an ultra marathon or something like that, there may be several hours of discomfort that you have to endure to get to that goal. And it could be, you know, a lot of uncomfortable runs, you know, uncomfortable training regimen, you know, whatever it is, it's not a forever thing, right? But it is one of those things that I want to encourage you to regularly step out of your comfort zone, because when you do this stuff regularly, it gets easier. Your comfort zone gets bigger the more you do it. So things don't end just because you got out of your comfort zone once. You get out of your comfort zone, you do something, you accomplish something you never have before. Guess what? Your comfort zone just got a little bigger. Ooh, that's kind of cool, right? But your goal as a human being is to continue to grow, to continue to evolve, to continue to become more, which means you have to regularly expand your comfort zone. You have to regularly do things that are uncomfortable so that your comfort zone can continue to expand with your growth. With your personal growth, so does your comfort zone grow. So you got to be willing to butt against your comfort zone every day, all the time, like forever. This is just something you have to do. If this sounds terrible to you, it's because it is. It's kind of it's uncomfortable to do this. I'm not saying it's comfortable. I'm not saying it's easy. It's not. But this is the work that we do. You don't grow, evolve, and become more and just like say, well, I did that once and now I'm done. You don't do that once and then go sit on the couch for the rest of your life. No, that's not how we approach life. There's no finish line. It's not a destination we're trying to get to. It's a way of living. We regularly leave our comfort zone to become more. And then we continue doing that. Honestly, I wouldn't want to live my life any other way. So all these hard things that you want to do in your life, and they're hard, I get it. But I want you to approach these things with courage and with consistency. Consistently show up for yourself. Have the courage to keep going even when things are hard. Have the courage to feel uncomfortable. Sometimes things are hard. They take a long time. They don't work right. It doesn't matter. We don't stop. We don't quit. We don't give up. We keep moving forward. We keep butting up against the edge of our comfort zone and keep making that bigger. Keep expanding that comfort zone. That should be your goal. So your work becomes pushing yourself to the edge of that comfort zone daily, feeling that pain, right? Deal with the discomfort and then move through it. And I hear people say this all the time, like, oh, it's such a struggle. I'm struggling with sugar. I'm struggling with alcohol. I'm struggling with my workouts. You're not struggling. You're just not willing to be uncomfortable for long enough, chances are. Your only struggle is your brain is telling you, don't do this. Go back to the safety of your comfort zone. So, you know, they say the struggle is real. The struggle is actually not real. It's just a story you keep telling yourself. The struggle is in your mind, okay? It's not easy doing this stuff. And it is uncomfortable. That's the nature of it. But it's not a struggle, okay? That's all I got for you today. Love you all. Keep on running lean. And I will talk to you soon.